Good day. This is the Farm Market News morning show, broadcast number 127 for Monday, November 10th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly higher Monday morning, with values receiving strength from end-user demand and spillover buying in soybeans. Values were $1 to $3 higher, with the January contract checking in at $436.50 per ton. Soy oil and European rapeseed futures were also firmer today, which lent support to values. Concerns about the potential size of the South American crop also cast a slightly bearish tone over the market, and farmer selling has been sluggish, which also weighed on values. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher, which cuts into crush margins and makes canola less attractive on the international market. Volumes are thin this morning as traders wait for the release of the USDA monthly crop supply and demand report due out at 11 a.m. Central Time. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. Soybeans, wheat, and corn were all stronger. Soybeans were 9 to 10 cents per bushel higher, with the January contract checking in at $10.48 a bushel. Continued demand strength is lending support to values, while firm bids in the cash soy meal market are also underpinning the market. Cold weather is forecast to hit much of the U.S. Midwest in the coming days, which could slow down truck and rail movement, which was supportive for prices. Corn was 2 to 3 cents per bushel higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.71 per bushel. Traders are positioning themselves ahead of the release of the USDA's monthly report. The looming cold weather increased speculation the U.S. harvest will wrap up quickly, which was bearish for values. Today's USDA report is expected to see an increase in both production and yield. U.S. wheat was 3 to 5 cents per bushel higher, with the December contract up 5 cents at $5.19 per bushel. The threat of cooler temperatures in Kansas and other wheat growing areas could damage some crops, which was supportive for values. Average trade guesses are showing a slight increase in the U.S. carryout to 660 million bushels. Large stockpiles of wheat on the world market were bearish for values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.